Alvy makes a new friend. One warm spring day, Mommy and Daddy were working out in the yard. Alvy was out there too, but he was not working, he was supervising, which is a nice way of saying he was watching Mommy and Daddy work. They took a short break and sat down in the garage to drink some water and cool off. Just then, a brown Ups truck drove up their street and parked at the end of their driveway. The driver jumped out in his snazzy brown uniform. Brown is Alvy's favorite color, since he is brown himself. The driver got a box out of the back of the truck and brought the box up the driveway. "I'm not expecting a package, are you?" said Daddy. "No, I haven't ordered anything online," said Mommy. Alvy wasn't allowed to use the computer by himself, so they knew he hadn't ordered anything either. "I wonder what it could be," said Daddy. "Open it quick. I can hardly wait to see what's inside," exclaimed Alvy. So quick as a wink, Daddy tore open the box. He dug through the layers of paper and bubble wrap inside. He dug and dug and dug, and finally he found a small box with windows in it. A little brown head poked out, looked around, and said, "Where am I?" It was a little brown pony. He had a shaggy mane and a fluffy tail. He was brown, just like Alvy. Brown is Alvy's favorite color, you know. In fact, he and Alvy looked a lot alike, except the new little pony was bigger than Alvy. "Oh, isn't he handsome," said Alvy. "He looks kind of like me." "Well," said Mommy, "as a matter of fact, he does look a little bit like you, especially with that white spot on his head. Did you know that ponies and burros are related?" "What's your name?" asked Alvy.
"Howdy, Buckaroo. My name is Sky the Western Pony," said the little pony. "You must be the famous Alvy the Little Brown Burro. I read all about you on the internet and decided to mosey on down here and meet you for myself," said Sky.
"It's very nice to meet you," said Alvy. "How long can you stay?"
"Well, partner, I guess that depends on your ma and pa. I don't really have a permanent home. I've been traveling around with a Western singing group," said Sky. "We go all around the country singing Western songs. Do you think I could bunk here with your family for a while? I'm kind of tired of traveling all the time."
"I think that would be a fun idea," said Mommy. "Alvy, you will have to share your oats with Sky. Are you willing to do that?" Alvy had to think about that for a moment. He really loved his oats and had never had to share them before. Alvy thought and thought, and while he was thinking, he looked at Sky. He noticed that Sky had trouble standing up straight. There was something wrong with his legs. "Did you hurt your legs?" asked Alvy.
"My legs are not very strong. I can't run and play like other ponies do. I surely would like to be your friend and live here with you. I hope you won't send me away because my legs don't work very well," said Sky. "I might not be able to walk very well, but I will tell you what I can do. I can sit and kneel, and I'm a really good Western music singer. I can tell funny jokes that make people laugh, too. Instead of thinking about all the things I can't do, I just think about the things I can do well."
"What a smart little pony you are, Sky. You can definitely stay with us as long as you like. If Alvy's willing to share," said Daddy. "Well, Alvy, what is your decision?"
"I will gladly share my oats with you," said Alvy. "A wise friend always shares, and my name means wise friend. Maybe you can teach me to sing Western songs, too. We will have such fun."
So Sky stayed at Alvy's house, and they sang and played together every day. The end. What did Alvy learn?
He learned that sharing is fun and helps you make new friends. He also learned that if you can't do some of the things others do, don't be sad. Just find something you can do and learn to do it well.